Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl, Cy Brown. Welcome to the Cy Brown Morning Show. Thank you for hanging out with me today. I see we already have some people in the chat room. Hey, good people. Thanks for checking out the show. Right now on my screen, it says guest and then a guest number. So I would love if you would just log into blogtalkradio.com/Cy Brown and create a username and passcode. That way I can properly greet you and say hello and really get a chance to hang out with you and share and talk about all the good stuff. For those of you who are on most of the social networks, which I know we all are, you can log on to facebook.com/Cy Brown today and stay connected with me through Facebook. And it's also Cy Brown on Twitter. So I just want to stay connected with everybody. I also want to share, if you're in the New York City area, tonight we are having our planning meeting for the Impact Women's Conference that's taking place from August to November 2011 here in the North Jersey area, New Jersey / New York metro area. So that way you can volunteer. We need volunteers. We need tons of support. And tonight we're having a planning meeting. The planning meeting is at the Family Success Center of Horizon in Jersey City, right in the Journal Square area. So it's very, very easy to get to through public transportation. And for more information about the conference, just log on to welcometoimpact.com. Just log right on to www.welcometoimpact.com. Let me get into a little bit of music, but just to let you know, this whole thing with Tracy Morgan is all in the news. And I think the big takeaway is gay people run stuff in America. I really want to say that's probably the biggest takeaway. But let's talk about it. You know, 347-633-9113, give me a call. You can hit me up in the chat room. Let's get into a little bit of music, and on the other side, we're going to talk about it. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here for the Cy Brown Morning Show.
Your ballet's on.
No, Rick, I was about to, but I need to
got a text message from someone, and here's a text message. I'm not going to say who sent it, but they asked me why I'm doing a show on Tracy Morgan and his comments. And here's my comment to that. Honestly, I really wasn't, because I didn't think it mattered. But when you go to Huffington Post and you go to People and you go to all these other media outlets and it's in the news, you can't really deny it. And I think we live in a society that there's like a feeding frenzy. And once some person talks about it, it's like this whole thing with Anthony Weiner. Once one media outlet started talking about it, another, and it started to feed. There's a million other things that I can talk about. But I did think it was important, number one, because I have a lot of gay friends. I have tons and tons of gay friends, and they're the coolest, nicest people in the world. But I think the bigger piece of this whole story, the bigger why I chose to actually do a show dedicated to talking about and discussing Tracy Morgan's comments are specifically this. When did we get to a society where we feel we can say anything and there's no recourse? I think we live such unguarded lives at this point, and we feel that we can say anything and it doesn't matter. Let me take it to the head. A lot of people have said on both sides of the discussion, oh, it was in comedy, it was funny, and I'm not going to repeat what he said. If you want to know exactly what he said, you Google it and trust and believe you'll find it. But a lot of people have said, oh, it's comedy, it's funny. Tina Fey, who is probably one of the most powerful women in television right now, has said she knows Tracy Morgan's heart. He's really a nice person. But when Don Imus called the Rutgers girls basketball players nappy-headed hoes, everybody was up in arms, and he got fired. Then Isaiah Washington said something very not nice to one of his coworkers, and he got fired from Grey's Anatomy. So, I mean, we have to be mindful, and I think with the prevalence of social media and everybody putting their, you know, I'm getting coffee or I'm feeling this kind of way, where we just live our lives so transparently and so unguarded, maybe there is room for a little conservatism. Maybe there's room for us to live our lives a little bit more guarded and a little bit more cloaked in the spirit of not being just all willy-nilly about it. DeMarco Robinson, hi DeMarco in the chat room, put Tracy Morgan has lost all respect for me as a black man. Here's my issue. Everything that's said in common is not funny. I don't know why people think because it was a joke makes it okay to say. No matter how you feel about gay people, just because you said it in a joke, you still said it out of your mouth. I can say very hurtful or hateful things towards my children, and I have. As parents of teenagers, we say some pretty rotten things, and my son has come back to say, you know what, you really took it to the head, Ma. You really didn't have to say that. And we have to be really mindful what we say, how we say certain things. And so I really have been following, trying to test the waters to see exactly what's going to happen to Tracy Morgan. But I tell you like this. Many people have gotten fired. What's that other guy? I think he was on Friends. I can't think of his name. Or was it Frasier? Somebody in the chat room let me know. What's his name? Was it Richard? He played Kramer. He called people the N-word, and his career was done. Look at Charlie Sheen with 2.5 Men. Charlie Sheen, they just dismissed him as, oh, he's a drug addict, he's alcoholic, whatever it is. And the minute he started talking about Chaim Levine, who was his boss, then all of a sudden they're looking to replace him. I think we just have to, DeMarco just put in the chat room Kramer. I think we just have to realize everything doesn't need to be said. And you know, regardless of what Tracy Morgan says or, you know, his position, I can't change how he feels. And I don't think any of us can change how anybody feels, but I have to look at it this way. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, here's the gist of it, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, doesn't make it expedient. And I see Tina Fey coming out to defend him. He's a great, but just because you're a great person, that doesn't matter to me. The guy, Don Lemon, just came out as being gay on CNN. And I watched that story in great sadness. When do we get to a place where you have to make this huge statement? I've been having sex probably earlier than I should acknowledge on the show, hence why my son is in his 20s and I just turned 40. But the point is, I didn't walk into my living room one day and tell my parents, guess what, I'm having sex now. Like, why are we at such a place where people have to make a statement and come out? Why can't people just be? And you have situations like where Tracy Morgan is saying these violent things. I mean, at this point, it's really left up to Tina Fey and the brass at NBC. It was just put in the chat room. If he was white talking about a black person, NAACP, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton would be asking for his head. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And, you know, let me say this. I do have to say this because this show is all over the country, literally all over the world. I see caller from 510. I'm going to pick your line up in a second. We have a caller or a listener from area code 510. I do have to share this with you. I grew up in Greenwich Village in New York City. And for those of you who are not familiar with Greenwich Village in New York, and this is like where I grew up, like this is my background, my backyard. It is a very mixed neighborhood, and that's where they have the Gay Pride Parade every year, and they have the annual Halloween Parade, which they tape and show all over the world. So I grew up, for the most part, attending the Gay Pride Parade. Like, it was just a parade in my neighborhood. It wasn't, you know, people convened from all over to attend this parade, but literally for me, it was just a five-minute walk from my house. So I feel like I'm so blessed to be able to have such an acceptance and a tolerance of people. Who you sleep with in your bedroom is not my concern. My issue is the things that he said were violent and the things that he said were vicious and cruel and mean and hurtful. No matter what race, no matter what color, no matter who you are, it just really, I believe, was incredibly, incredibly uncalled for. We have a caller from 510. Caller from 510, are you listening or yes. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. Me being black, and I'm not even gay, I was more than offended that he even went there. For us as black people to still sit back and use the same type of hatred that that racist mm-hmm. white people used against us, to me it's ridiculous. How could we even be like this? And then for him to come out and say it, which I actually thought he was kind of a good comedian, it just
right.
made me not even want to look at him on TV when I heard what he said.
And I have to say, in absolute full disclosure, one of my clients, he is no longer a client at this exact second, but one of my clients is on 30 Rock and part of the main cast of characters. So it was. Let me say this to you all, my listeners who I absolutely love every single day. It was very difficult for me to do a show about this because my paycheck comes at one point, not now, from one of the primary characters on 30 Rock. So it was a little easier for me now because we don't directly work together, but I just felt an overwhelming sense of obligation to bring a certain level of sensitivity to this topic, and I just really think it was unnecessary. And call it from 510, if it was anybody else, and I honestly think he may be on his way out. I really do.
He needs to be. He honestly needs
precedent.
To be.
What'd you say?
I said he honestly needs to be.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think not done, like totally done, but 30 Rock has such a boutique and niche audience that I just don't think, if they're firing Imus and Isaiah Washington and Skyler Kramer and I don't know, Tracy. You might have to live in your stand-up world, for a while. And sad to say, but I think in America, this for me as just Cy Brown, this chick from Greenwich Village, is two big takeaways. The first one is that you can't go around all willy-nilly saying whatever the hell you feel like it. That's number one. There has to be a respect for other people. And then the second, I guess I have a hard time believing that we still live in such an intolerant world. Don't jump down my throat, people, but I just don't get it. I just don't get where the hatred and the bitterness and the anger comes from. And don't get me talking about Sarah Palin. I guess I'll probably talk about her tomorrow because it's the likes of her that fuel this. So call her from 510. Thank you so much for calling into the Cyber Morning Show.
Welcome.
I hope to hear from you again. No doubt. You know, I think I'm going to have to actually write about this today. I'll probably have a blog post up later on, but I'm so happy that everybody has tuned in and listened. And I really want to hear from you because, I just look at this situation and what a sad state of affairs, what a sad state we live in where our kids are growing up and to a certain degree are desensitized to so many things. So anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/SiBrown, SiBrowne. I'm literally putting it in the chat room right now. And if you're in the New York City area, we're having our planning meeting tonight for our women's conference. It's taking place in the New York City area. And I'm also on Facebook, SiBrown Today, or just SiBrown. So thank you so much. And always remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. I love you all for listening. Thank you so much for spending time with me this morning, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.